This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Vice presidential candidates square off in debate. We have the story.
Big problems in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Repairs are coming for the dam at Cheney Lake. Find out how much it will cost the city and when the work will begin. Coming up.
Mail delivery on hold for a Wichita neighborhood following an attack on a postal worker. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Immigration was an anticipated topic in Tuesday's CBS vice presidential debate.
Republicans have blamed Democrats for an unsecured border. Republican VP nominee J.D. Vance kept that up in the debate, saying migrants who commit crimes should be a focus.
I think you start with deportations on those folks. And then I think you make it harder for illegal aliens to undercut the wages of American workers.
Democratic VP nominee Tim Walz said immigration reform could have happened in Congress, but it was stopped by former President Trump.
Because it gives him a campaign issue. It gives him to, what would Donald Trump talk about if we actually did some of these things? And they need to be done.
Walz reiterated that the bill should be revived and passed by Congress to be signed by the next president. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Authorities releasing the name of a man killed in a traffic accident near Hayesville. Two other people were also injured in that crash Monday night at 95th South and Broadway. Investigators say 24-year-old Curtis Vickers was traveling southbound when he crossed the center line into oncoming traffic, hitting another vehicle head-on. Vickers dead at the scene a short time later.
The Wichita City Council has approved funding for repairs to the dam at Cheney Lake.
The project will cost the city $13.85 million. Portions of the dam have seen significant erosion and decay since the last repairs were completed in 2000. Gary Jansen with Public Works says drought conditions will allow for the repairs to be done without lowering the lake level more.
If there's any silver lining to this drought at all, it's the ability to go in and make these repairs now. The current water level is almost a foot and a half below where the proposed repairs begin.
The city hopes to have an agreement in place within 60 days and start construction soon after. The repair work will start above the water line and work upward. Should the lake level rise before the work is done, the city plans to have a clause in the contract to bring the work to a halt. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Mail delivery has been suspended in a West Wichita neighborhood after two men assaulted a postal carrier who used pepper spray to stop large dogs from chasing him.
A Postal Service spokesperson says residents in the 41 affected addresses must now pick up their mail at the nearest post office. Police say the worker was chased by a pair of dogs while delivering the mail. After using pepper spray, he was followed for blocks by two men who then assaulted him. Police are looking for the men. No arrests have been made. Officials say the mail stoppage will be in place until the situation is resolved. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Biden is set to visit North and South Carolina as communities struggle from the impacts of Hurricane Helene.
The White House says President Biden will take an aerial tour of the areas impacted by Hurricane Helene and receive briefings while greeting first responders and local officials, the president promising to be with the impacted states every step of the way.
This is a storm of historic proportions. Nothing like this has happened to the region since the turn of the 20th century.
The White House says Vice President Harris will travel to Georgia before also heading to North Carolina. So far, thousands of workers have been sent to the six states impacted by the hurricane, including 1,200 to North Carolina. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. KNSS News Time, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will discuss issuing bonds to finance a new building. Commission Chair Brian Beatty tells KNSS News the county's been leasing space in the Ruffin Building at Douglas and Broadway to house the county administrative offices.
For nearly a decade now, Sedgwick County government's been talking about the need for a new admin building. for all the administrative functions. So talking about the county manager and the county commission, talk about the treasurer and the register of deeds and county clerk, all these departments, finance, all these departments that run, you know, the 46 departments of Sedgwick County government.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Stephen's Head in the Morning show on KNSS.
Israel faced an attack from Iran yesterday, nearly 1 year after the nation's war with Hamas began. Fox's Mike Tobin with the latest from Haifa, Israel.
In the aftermath of this unprecedented missile strike, Israeli leaders are ignoring warnings about escalating tensions in the region. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Iran made a grave mistake and they will pay for it. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Iran isn't learning that whoever attacks Israel pays a heavy price. It was 180-plus ballistic missiles. It takes them 12 minutes to get from Tehran to here. As they arrived in Israel, the night sky lit up with air defenses, not just the Iron Dome system, but the Arrow missile system and the David Sling missile system. Most of the missiles were intercepted. Some came down in South and Central Israel to no effect.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House has not verified any deaths connected to Iran's strike on Israel. One Palestinian man was fatally struck by debris from a missile that was shot down.
The biggest passenger ship ever built in the U.S. may soon become the world's largest artificial reef.
The nearly 1,000-foot-long SS United States took its maiden voyage back in 1952. The ocean liner once carried Hollywood stars and heads of state, but the ship's time is running out. A judge has ordered the SS US to vacate its berth at a Philadelphia pier after a dispute over rent. Now the waters off Okaloosa County in Florida may become its new home. The county wants to sink the ship and make it into an artificial reef and diving attraction. They think tourists may be willing to spend millions of dollars on scuba shops, charter fishing boats, and hotels because of that attraction. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now, traffic here in the Wichita area. Well, the traffic volume still running pretty high, and we've still got some areas where we got some heavy traffic. Southbound I-135, especially if you're trying to exit onto K-96. Northbound I-135, starting about Lincoln, going all the way to the 8th and 9th Street exits. Some pretty heavy traffic through that road construction there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
More changes ahead for your Wednesday. After a pleasant Tuesday, we're going to have a chilly start this morning as we dip down into the 40s, but then back up to an above average high of 85 degrees. Going to be a warmer afternoon out there with a southerly breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a clear sky, 48 degrees, south wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 48 degrees. Wow. Seems a little chilly out there. That's a couple of degrees below the normal high for this state. 74 was our high yesterday. Normal high, 77. So, yeah. It's fall-like weather out there.
Yeah, we haven't been in the 40s since early May. It's been 5 months.
It looks like we'll be right back up in the 90s.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
It's going to get hot again.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to have to dig out a little something to wear in the morning because I was a little chilly today. This is the second day of October 2024. On this date in 1967, history made when Thurgood Marshall joined the U.S. Supreme Court as his first African-American justice. He would serve on the bench for 24 years until his retirement in 1991. So history was made.
History maker. Yep.
8:13, Stephen Ted here on this Wednesday morning. And, of course, we've got the port strikes going on. And I want to find out a little bit more about that this morning with Fox News Radio's Tonya J. Powers. Good morning, Tonya.
Hey, good morning.
Well, the more I see of the impact this could have on our economy, it looks pretty scary. You seeing any signs that maybe somebody wants to go back and talk about it at the bargaining table?
I mean, I don't know that they're not still talking. Honestly, the White House has continued to urge both sides to work this out amongst themselves. You know, there is a mechanism, you know, a federal law by which the president can step in and stop things. They are still trying to get them to come to some sort of agreement on their own before that kind of thing has to happen. This is affecting a lot of ports, 36 of them from Maine to Texas. You've got the East Coast ports as well as the Gulf Coast ports that are affected by this. If this goes on, for an extended period of time, then we could, see some impacts to, food prices or fuel or things like that. As of yesterday, when the strike started, because they could not come to an agreement by midnight, Monday night, right after that, early Tuesday morning, the strikers started, working the picket lines there. And the government actually put out a statement from the White House yesterday that, of course, they're, monitoring the situation, trying to make sure that, supply chains are still, running and things are still being supplied. Each of the government agencies that was, kind of directly affected by this, energy, agriculture, health and human services, transportation, they put out statements basically that were saying, okay, here's how we stand right now. None of them seemed to give an indication that immediately that we were going to see an impact of this. Eventually down the line, yes, that would be something that would happen. But for right now, what the latest that we have from them is that, at the time being, in the near future, we should not see an impact for this. So if you're seeing, local gas stations who have, raised prices and said, there's a port strike, that's not the case, because the Department of Energy put out a statement that basically said, we're good with, crude oil supplies and gas and other, fuel. So you shouldn't be seeing that kind of thing.
During the COVID pandemic, we got a pretty good idea of what it's like to have the supply chain interrupted. And what we're talking about here is, it looks to be a little bit more than an interruption. That could be tough, because every day you're out, stuff is building up and you got to come back and clear up the backlog, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's something like 3 to 5 days, somewhere in there, for each day that they're not, moving and that they're on strike, that it could take that long for each of those days to, for the cleanup and, to get things going again. So even if they, ended by the end of the week, it would be a situation where it would take several days for things to resume, normal operations again. Let's hope they can come to some sort of agreement, quickly. And, so we aren't missing our crucial things. At this point, it doesn't look, the Department of Agriculture, said that at this point we're good. There will obviously be some, there could be things impacted sooner than others. You may be missing your bananas at some point, because, perishable foods, that's not going to be, that's not a good situation. But for the most part, medicines, that kind of thing, there should be limited impact, if any at all, according to those agencies.
Is there anything specifically that's vulnerable to this? Obviously, I'm not going to get my new car for a while.
Yeah, that is one of the things that is being affected by this. The shipment of cars and heavy machinery coming through the Port of Baltimore. That's already been an issue because of that container ship crash into the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier in the year. That port has already had issues this year. This kind of added on top of that. But yeah, if you're expecting your new car to be shipped through one of these ports, you may be riding your bike a little bit longer.
As long as we get our candy for Halloween, I guess we'll be all right. But thank you.
I think the drugstores were on that around the 4th of July. Yeah. So I think we're probably good for that.
They were on it. You're right. All right. Thank you, Tanya. That's sure. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Stephen 10 in the morning talking about that dock strike, port strike, whatever you want to call it. It could have a really big disrupting effect on our economy and you and me. Ted Woodward is here at 8:18 here on this Wednesday morning, taking a look at sports. Ted, take it away.
Yeah, Major League Baseball playoffs opening up yesterday, opening round of the playoffs, and for the first time in 9 years, the Kansas City Royals playing a postseason game. It's a best-of-three series at Baltimore, the Royals and the Orioles, 41,000 fans on hand at the game, and it was a tight, low-scoring game, the lowest-scoring game you can get. It was 0-0. In the sixth inning, top of the sixth inning, number nine guy in the batting order at the plate, third baseman Michael Garcia, he got a one-out walk, and then he stole second, and then he went to third on a ground out. Who would you like to have up at the plate now? How about the guy with the top batting average in Major League Baseball? Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. You heard the game yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
So here's Jr. with two down. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit left field. Bobby Witt Jr. drives in Michael Garcia. And how many times did we say that in the first half? And the Royals lead 1-0 in the sixth, with Bobby Witt Jr. coming through with two outs.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that highlight. That was the only run of the game. The Royals win it 1-0. Winning pitcher Cole Ragans, he worked six innings, scoreless work, zero walks, eight strikeouts. Three guys out of the bullpen, went another three scoreless innings for the shutout. Hey, the Royals are up 1-0 in this best-of-three series as the Baltimore Orioles lose their ninth straight playoff game. After the game, talking to ESPN, the guy that had the only run driven in, Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, I'm with Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby, first playoff game of your career, the only run scored comes on your sixth inning single. How big of a victory is this for you and for this team?
Yeah, it's huge. It just so shows this team the relentlessness and just how we try to play every pitch, every at-bat like it's our last. And so we just try to take things pitch by pitch, try to control what we can control and go out there and compete.
Corbin Burns was brilliant tonight, and yet you guys come through. You've been saying all year you believe that this is a special team. What are you going to have to do to finish this series off with Seth Lugo on the mound tomorrow?
Just do what we do each and every night. Prepare the way we prepare. Come out here, worry about, enjoy this one, and then worry about tomorrow one pitch at a time. And then, like I said, control what we can control, because once we do that, I think we're in a really good spot.
All right, the Royals are up 1-0, one win away from advancing. Season on the line for the Orioles today. Game two of this best of three again this afternoon. Live coverage of Royals baseball at 3 o'clock. First pitch at 3:30 this afternoon. Royals-Orioles, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. On the mound for the Royals today, all-star Seth Lugo with his 16 wins and a 3.0 earned run average. How about that? College volleyball tonight on the west side. Friends University hosting St. Mary in conference play at 7 o'clock tonight. Friends volleyball team 4-1 on home court this season. All right, we told you about the Royals. How about some of the other playoff action yesterday in the big leagues?
The calendar has flipped to October, and that means it's time for playoff baseball. The first day of MLB's postseason got underway on Tuesday with four best-of-three wildcard series kicking off. In the American League, the Royals shut out the Orioles 1-0, and the Tigers defeated the Astros 3-1. Detroit starter Tarek Skubal went six innings, allowing no runs on four hits while striking out six. In the National League, the Mets rallied to defeat the Brewers 8-4, while the Padres shut out the Braves 4-0 at home. San Diego got a dominant pitching performance from Michael King, who struck out 12 batters on the night. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And, of course, it was on this day in 1970, 54 years ago, the Wichita State football plane crash in Colorado, which killed 31 people, including some players, coaches, and support members for the Shockers en route to Logan, Utah. That plane crash, Shocker football, that was 54 years ago today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now, giving it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Biden-Harris are not backing Israel sufficiently. That's on the way on KNSS with Steve and Ted in the Morning.
Paid for by Goldco.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning. Democrat Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz and GOP Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance faced off on the CBS News Vice Presidential debate. Governor Walz says feeling bad about gun violence is not enough.
I 100% believe that Senator Vance hates it when these kids, it's abhorrent and it breaks your heart. I agree with that. But that's not far enough when we know there are things that work.
Senator Vance makes this claim about gun violence, criticizing Vice President Harris's record on border security.
the gross majority, close to 90% in some of the statistics I've seen, of the gun violence in this country is committed with illegally obtained firearms. And while we're on that topic, we know that thanks to Kamala Harris's open border, we've seen a massive influx in the number of illegal guns run by the Mexican drug cartels.
The race for the White House remains tight as Vice President Harris holds a 2-point lead over former President Trump. That's according to the Real Clear Politics poll average. A woman was injured in a shooting in East Wichita Tuesday morning in the 4800 block of Eastwood. The woman was hospitalized with a critical gunshot wound and told officers that she had been shot by her boyfriend. No arrest was reported. It's time for Sedgwick County to look for new office space. County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the administrative offices need a new home.
In 2022, before I was on the commission, they moved out. The admin functions moved out and have been leasing space at the Ruffin building. Well, the conversation about building a new admin building is moving forward, and we will be having a vote to issue bonds and a bond sale to help fund a portion of the proceeds for the acquisition and the building of a new admin.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. The KBI has identified skeletal remains found in Wilson County in southeast Kansas, and they've made an arrest connected to the case. Officials say the deceased man was identified as 39-year-old Levi Ellis of Neodache following an autopsy. A suspect was arrested in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. 56-year-old suspect was booked into the Tulsa County Jail. Extradition will be pursued, and formal charges are pending. President Trump, former President Trump, will be in Texas today to raise money for his campaign.
Former President Trump will headline a luncheon fundraiser in Midland, Texas, which will be followed by a reception later in the day in Houston. The reception will be hosted by executives from the oil and healthcare industries, as well as the owner of the Houston Rockets, according to reporting from the Houston Chronicle. A Dallas fundraising stop is also on the agenda. The Lone Star State swing comes as early voting gets closer there. The deadline to register to vote in Texas is Monday, October 7th, and absentee ballot voting is already underway. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The state of California is suing a Catholic hospital because it did not perform an emergency abortion in February.
Anna Nuslock was carrying twins when her water broke at 15 weeks and her pregnancy was no longer viable. She was rushed to Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka. Nuslock was told she could not get an abortion when a fetal heartbeat is detected unless her life was at risk. State Attorney General Rob Bontas filed a complaint against the hospital, claiming it violated state law and civil rights law.
We've got a hospital policy reminiscent of heartbeat laws in extremist red states.
But the hospital says they provide emergency services to all in accordance with state and federal law. Nuslock did get an abortion later that day at another hospital 20 minutes away. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS 850 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves millions to repair Cheney Lake Dam.
Two.
Problems linger in Hurricane Helene cleanup. More than 160 counted dead now.
One.
Vice presidential candidates debate immigration, abortion, the economy, and more. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
As the daytime road construction starts up, we're starting to back up K96 eastbound. And this starts at about Tyler Road, and that backup goes almost all the way to I-235. So just some heads up and some slow-moving traffic there where we've got a lane restriction eastbound K-96 starting about Tyler. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 61. And then for tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and warming up a bit. Tomorrow's high up to 92 degrees. Now a clear sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour. 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the Dow starting out in the red this morning on Wall Street, but now we're on the upside. It's gone to the green where the Dow is up by over 2.5 points. S&P is down 14 and the Nasdaq trading down almost 83 points today.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Andover is trying to make development easier and faster for developers. This month, the city of Andover's council unanimously approving changes to its policy on public infrastructure financing for developments up for special assessments. Changes will reduce the financial guarantee requirements of developers and modify bond servicing terms for the city, among other things.
Medical Provider Resources, considered the state's largest medical credentialing and insurance enrollment company, has announced its new CEO, who will take over following Vicki Bond's retirement at the end of the year. Marla Boer, who for the last 15 years has served as Director of Medical Staff Services,
Of course, in going on in Hutchinson as well, the Hutchinson Regional Healthcare System, which began transitioning into the CEO role starting coming up on October 14th, that's according to a news release. Bond was NPR's only leader since the company's launch 13 years ago, said earlier this year the decision to step down was spurred by a desire to travel with her husband and to spend more time with the couple's grandchildren in Kansas City. And that is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal.
For some reason, I just choked up.
That happens.
Usually happens right around now. I think there's something in the ventilation around here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Have sneezing spells?
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm at home. I'm not sneezing at home. I'm not coughing at home.
Doesn't happen.
And then I get in here, and it's like I'm in the intensive care ward.
Well, today is it. In just a few minutes, if it goes as has been scheduled the past, 55 years or so, they should have a ceremony at the memorial of Wichita State University for the 1970 plane crash. They have one every year at 9 o'clock and on this day of the second day of October, remembering those folks who lost their lives in that plane crash. And that was in 1970, and by 1986, the program just shut down and went away.
Sad day in Wichita history.
Had some good days, a lot of days where there just wasn't much interest in football around here, frankly, but it finally went away. Anyway, that's what we're looking at today locally. Today is National Custodial Worker Recognition Day. Talking about the janitors, the people who go around at night, and around here they come around and they take out the trash and they get the vacuum cleaners going.
Yep.
And I run into the
folks that a lot of us don't see.
The cleaning. I run into the cleaning woman every now and then. We cross our paths early in the morning, and she just does a great job. Just one. They used to have two working in this area, but just one does a great job. I mean, you come in the morning, and the restroom is spotless. Everything is clean. They do great work, and we salute all you custodial workers, because nobody ever is going to.
Otherwise, every workplace will be filthy.
That's right. Nobody's going to say that, but I will. 8:54, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Like I said, later on today, I think Shelly and I are going to go see a Powder Puff football game as the junior girls take on the senior girls out at Bishop Carroll. I just found out about this last night. I don't know what time it starts, but I told Mary, my granddaughter, I'll probably be there to see her play football, because I had a feeling she and her sister Jocelyn are pretty good at football. I've never seen him, but they grew up with a couple of brothers beating them upside the head, so they'd probably be all right, you know. You know how that goes. They're very athletic, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. Looks like it's going to be great weather today.
Oh, no kidding.
Too. All right, hope you have a great day. 8:55 now, and coming up, the Glenn Beck program. Selena Zito is going to be on. She's a columnist and going to be talking about that dock worker strike. That should be good.
All right.
Top of the hour news this morning. We'll catch you up on the Veep candidates debate last night. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Plenty of sunshine today with a high around 83 degrees.